بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the points of benefit and rulings on Hajj, and we are in Tawaf. We are in the points of benefit and rulings regarding the circumambulation of the Kaaba, or the circulating of the Kaaba. And tonight we will talk about the conditions of Tawaf. The first condition is the intention. But we, as explained earlier in the previous class, the intention is that of the ritual itself, and the Tawaf is included in the ritual. And the correct opinion is that there isn't a specific intention for the Tawaf, meaning you go and you go and enter the Tawaf having a special intention for it. Rather, it is a must to specify the intention of the ritual from the very beginning. The second condition is covering the awrah. Second condition is covering the awrah. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يطوف بالبيت عريان. No one who is naked is to perform tawaf. Whether this nakedness is total, or that the person puts light clothes which describes his awrah. The third condition, as stated by many scholars, is the purity, at-tahara. And we discussed this matter also in the last discussion, and that the other opinion is that the tahara, having wudu, is not conditional for tawaf, but it is better. Is not conditional for tawaf, but it's better to be on this state. So we say to the person who wants to perform tawaf, be on wudu, because this way you will reach the maqam of Ibrahim after the tawaf while in a state of wudu. And you would imagine the number of people present, the crowds. So instead of leaving to make wudu, you will be ready to perform the salah by the maqam of Ibrahim. And it says to also, this way the person will get out of the ikhtilaf concerning this condition. The fourth condition is to start from the black stone, to start the tawaf from the black stone. So suppose someone starts from the door of the Kaaba, he begins his first round from the door of the Kaaba, then in this case he should cancel the first round, and his first will be the second, and his first will be the second round. The fifth condition is to keep the house to one's left during the tawaf. Keep the al-bayt, the house, on one's left during the tawaf. The sixth condition is to make the tawaf complete, meaning covering the entire house, going around the entire house. So this includes the hijr area, and it's not permitted to make tawaf between the hijr and the Kaaba, but rather to include the hijr. And so the person will make the tawaf all over the house or around the entire house. The seventh is to complete the seventh round. The seventh condition is to complete the seven rounds. So if the person performs less than the seven, his tawaf is not correct, is invalid. The eighth condition is al-muwala bayn al-ashwat. The eighth condition is the rounds must be successive without pause. This is called al-muwala. And the evidence is the action of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام himself. And he said, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, take from me your rituals. And the tawaf is عِبَادَ واحدة, is one entire worship. And an entire worship cannot be one except that a person continuously performs it successively without pause between its parts. If there is a pause, a pause which does not contradict the tawaf, like for example sitting to rest a little bit, then there is no harm. And also if the salah, the congregational salah, is called in the haram, so if he pauses and discontinues the tawaf and performs the salah, then there is no harm. And he should not renew, meaning start all over again, but build upon what he had already completed and complete that. Also, if there is a funeral prayer, then according to the preponderating opinion, it is not harmful to discontinue the tawaf and make the salah, because this is a brief encounter. Now, if someone discontinues the tawaf and returns to complete, then he should, according to the correct opinion, start from his place. He doesn't have to go to the stone, to the black stone to begin with, because there is no dalil, there is no evidence to abolish the what already has been accomplished from the tawaf. The ninth condition is walking except for an excuse, a legal excuse. The person performing the tawaf should walk on his feet from the excuse. The valid excuses is illness, old age, or being underage, like a child. So in these cases, these people can be carried because of their legal excuse or valid excuses. And the evidence is that the Prophet ﷺ directed Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she came and she said that she was feeling ill, so the Prophet ﷺ told her, طوفي من وراء الناس, طوفي من وراء الناس وأنت راكبة, make tawaf while you are من وراء الناس, away from the people, وأنت راكبة, while you're mounting something on your mount. And this was during the tawaf al-wada. With respect to this condition, condition number 10 is particular to tawaf al-ifada. Tawaf al-ifada, which is known as tawaf al-hajj. The 10th condition is particular to tawaf al-ifada, the going forth, circum ambulation, tawaf al-ifada. This condition is that this tawaf, which is tawaf al-ifada or tawaf al-hajj, should take place after the staying at Arafah and Muzdalifah. So if the person makes this tawaf before Arafah and Muzdalifah, then it is invalid. Before his stay at Arafah and Muzdalifah, then it is invalid. The 11th condition, this is particular to tawaf al-wada', the farewell tawaf. The 11th condition is particular to tawaf al-wada', and that is, it should be after finishing the ritual, after completing the ritual. The farewell tawaf is an obligation after the completion of the ritual. Of course, this normally takes place when the person finishes the tawaf and then he should leave Mecca, and therefore he should not busy himself with business and trade or stay, unless he stays to wait for his companion or companions, or waiting for his car to be ready if it has a problem. It is permissible, however, if he buys something for himself while on his way out, or if his car malfunctions and he's got trouble. So if he and his companion say we'll move out after fixing the car, then there is no problem. However, if they say we will leave only at a specific time, whether the car is fixed or not, then in this case they must repeat the tawaf, redo the tawaf, because in this case they decided to stay. After finishing the tawaf of Hajj and or the tawaf of Umrah, the pilgrim makes salah behind the maqam of Ibrahim, as we discussed earlier, and it's forbidden for him to push and shovel the crowds to take a place there by the maqam. And if he does this and he stays while it is crowded and someone breaks his neck unintentionally, then there is nothing upon the one who causes this to him. After the salah, the two rak'ah behind the maqam, the pilgrim goes to touch the black stone if possible, if he intends to perform the sa'i. So if he cannot reach the black stone, he may point at it and then goes to the mas'a, to the place between, to the place where he should do the 7 rounds of sa'i between Mount Marwa and Mount Safa. And then begins his sa'i, and this will be a special topic, inshallah ta'ala. Now, if a person leaves Mecca and forgets the farewell tawaf, and on his way out, after he had left the Mecca area and he remembers, then he returns and makes the tawaf and there is nothing upon him. But if he leaves and reaches his destination and then he remembers, then in this case he has to expiate by offering a sacrifice, an animal, and distributing its meat to the people, the poor people of the haram area. This brings the conclusion of these matters related to the tawaf. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.